Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch goes into effect late Saturday night coming up. First across the area for today, do have a chance for some showers with highs in the lower 60s. Then for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 34. Clouds in the increase Saturday, upper 50s, with a mixture of rain and snow developing Saturday night, 29. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 48.
Whether you ride the trails on an ATV or hug the corners on a motorcycle, you've found your passion, and we want to help you protect it. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we can help you navigate the terrain knowing that we have the coverage to help you protect your joyrides. Our ATV and motorcycle insurance is designed for your machine and your lifestyle, giving you the freedom to ride with less worry. Come see us for a quote at Blue Valley Insurance in Greenleaf, Lynn, Hanover, Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Authorities say a woman was injured while holding on to the door of a stolen pickup truck in Wichita. Police say the woman was with a male on Wednesday after she learned that her pickup truck was seen at a laundromat. The truck was there when the two arrived, and an argument soon broke out between them and a person behind the wheel. Police say the man fired his gun several times as the person in the truck tried to drive away. The woman grabbed onto the door but let go when one of her legs struck a street sign, causing injury. A central Kansas man has been imprisoned for downloading child pornography from the Internet. Federal prosecutors say 31-year-old Shane Ragsdale of Hutchinson was given 90 months in prison at his sentencing hearing on Tuesday in U.S. District Court at Wichita. And tomorrow marks the opportunity for you to support your local community through Small Business Saturday. The event began back in 2010. Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
The Manhattan City Commission has approved a plan to convert half of its energy use to wind power. The Manhattan Mercury reports that the commission this week backed a 20-year agreement with Westar Energy for the 300-megawatt Soldier Creek Wind Farm in northeast Kansas, a project that will be complete in the fourth quarter of the year 2020. Officials say the agreement with Westar will save the city about $50,000 a year for the next 30 years. The election of Democrat Laura Kelly as governor for the state of Kansas doesn't ensure that Kansas will expand Medicaid to cover thousands of uninsured adults. Even if Democrats and moderate Republicans have the votes to pass a bill, they still must get around more conservative GOP leaders who are determined to block the expansion. The Associated Press reports that's even though Medicaid expansion passed the legislature last year with strong bipartisan support, only to be vetoed by a Republican governor. Mid-America Network News.
Adults, this winter, have yourself a grown-up snow day with winter tires from Michelin and build a snowman on a Tuesday. Between November 14th and December 14th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
For safe winter driving all season long, get a new set of Michelin tires from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Authorities say a driver died after his sports utility vehicle ran into the back of a farm machine implement in northeast Nebraska's Madison County. That accident occurred around 8 o'clock Tuesday night on U.S. Highway 275, about 3 miles northeast of Battle Creek. Authorities say 68-year-old Douglas Rakowski of rural Battle Creek died as a result of that accident. Lincoln firefighters were able to rescue two workers from a trench that collapsed. The two had been repairing a fiber optic cable when the collapse occurred Wednesday night in the 10-foot deep trench. Fire officials say both were taken to a hospital after being freed. No names have yet been released. And someone who bought a Powerball ticket in Northwest Lincoln has won $1 million prize. The ticket bought at the U Stop matched all five numbers for Wednesday's drawing, but not the Powerball number. Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from AARP Kansas and the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for every site you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more at AARP.org/Fraud Watch Network. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Community Memorial Healthcare Administrator Curtis Hawkinson addressed a recent news story aired by a Topeka television station regarding a refinance agreement with USDA Rural Development.
Over the last year and a half, we've been working with USDA on a loan refinancing for our existing loan that we had with the USDA. There was an interest rate reset that was coming in the next couple of years, so the window was open to refinance. And basically, that's what we did. We refinanced our existing loan to get a little longer term, to lock in our interest rate for a longer period of time, and also to reduce our loan covenants that we were operating under.
He indicated that the story has created some confusion.
USDA released their fourth quarter projects, and our project was one of them. And the TV station in Topeka released a headline that basically said DMH gets cash infusion, but basically it's a refinancing of our existing loan with them. We did not receive a grant. We're still paying back our initial loan that we have with the USDA. Nothing's really changed. We do get a little lower P&I and some lower loan covenants, but basically operating the same as we have been.
Hawkinson went on to address continued financial challenges facing all rural health care providers.
We still, in rural America and rural health care, still operate under what's called the Medicare sequester, where all the federal payments that we receive from the Medicare program, they reduce our payments by 2%. Also, realizing that we only receive 101% of costs. So really, all of us in rural America are still struggling under the sequester because, quite honestly, we're getting paid less than our costs, and that has been causing a lot of challenges for rural health care.
Curtis Hawkinson will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10. Marysville City Council held a special meeting Monday and met in executive session to discuss potential property acquisition. No decisions were made following the session. Marysville Chamber of Commerce and Marysville Main Street are teaming up in an effort to support locally owned business during Small Business Saturday. Prize giveaways and special sales are planned. Santa's traditional arrival to Marysville and the annual Christmas kickoff will be held the following Saturday, December 1st. Odell will host their 43rd annual craft show Saturday, 93, with over 80 vendors at various locations throughout the community. A $1 donation will benefit the Youth Fund, hosted by Odell Area Enrichment Group. The 15th annual Line and Horse Parade Saturday at 7 p.m. features singles, teams, saddle clubs, and other horse-drawn conveyance in barns. New participants always welcome to join. Santa makes an appearance prior to parade time and following at the hometown cafe.
A community soup dinner in Barnes will serve at the firehouse Saturday, 5 until 6:30 p.m. Ronald Smith, age 85, of Okito, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the North Elm Cemetery near Okito. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ronald Smith. Imogene Travelute, age 88, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Burial St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Viewing Sunday, noon until 7. Visitation Sunday, 6 until 7. Rosary will follow at 7 at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids, with the Terry Christie funeral on the Waterville in charge of arrangements for Imogene Travelute.
Shop big and save big on Small Business Saturday. It's hard to beat the convenience, service, and fun of our local retailers. Marysville Main Street and Chamber of Commerce are rolling out the red, well, blue, carpet for you this weekend starting at 9 a.m. Saturday. Stop outside Odd Electric to sign up for drawings and get your swag bag. It might have Chamber Bucks inside. This Saturday, only in downtown Marysville.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As a strong area of low pressure looks to build in from the west, especially late Saturday night and into your Sunday time frame coming up, we do have a winter storm watch that goes into effect. First out there for today, though, expecting a chance for some rain shower activity with those highs pushing up into the lower part of the 60s. And then for tonight, clearing skies there with lows dropping back into the low to mid 30s. Still looking to stay dry into your Saturday, at least some partial sunshine to start, then increasing cloud cover as we head later into the day with that approaching system, with upper 50s hanging on for high temperatures. And then for your Saturday night, initially starting as some rain and then eventually changing over to some snow as we head later into the night. Could have some blowing snow as well as those winds become quite gusty out of the north, dropping into the upper 20s. And snow and blowing snow continuing for your Sunday with accumulations expected only in the low 30s. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, late November, 51. Record high on this date, 76 in 1966. The average low, 30. The record low was 7 degrees back in 1898. Sunset this evening, 5:03. Sunrise in the morning at 7:15. A cloudy overcast, 49 degrees. South winds are in at 10 to 15 miles an hour this morning. All eyes on Sunday's forecast, with a winter storm system possible, heavy snow possible late Saturday night into Sunday, with a changeover to snow through Nebraska, drifting into north central northeast Kansas. They could be blizzard conditions with whiteout conditions. A gusty northwest wind is probably the biggest factor. Snowfall accumulation at this point, very iffy. Exact track and exact time of the storm also yet to be determined. But they're saying the late Saturday night could start to move in from the north-northwest and clip a portion of our listening area, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, through the day Sunday. Precipitation likely changing over to snow early Sunday. Any snow, blowing snow, could create whiteout, blizzard-like conditions. They are discouraging travel on Sunday. We'll continue to keep an eye on the development and track of this winter storm system and also keep you up to date on any weather-related postponements or cancellations. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 23rd of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
U.S. Cellular Black Friday deals have started early. Add a line or switch to U.S. Cellular and get the new iPhone XR or the Samsung Galaxy S9 for free. Need a larger display? You can buy up to the iPhone XS Max or Galaxy S9 Plus. Stop by the store in downtown Marysville for more details. Offer valid through November 26th.
One playmaker through the air, another on the ground. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Drew Brees led an aerial assault by the Saints, tossing four touchdowns to four different receivers against the Falcons.
Off on wide open, Austin Carr for the touchdown. Go Cats!
On WWL, New Orleans defeated Atlanta 31-17, winning 10 straight games for the first time since 2009. Ezekiel Elliott bulldozed the Redskins for 121 yards, and Amari Cooper showed his playmaking skills, taking a Dak Prescott pass 90 yards to the house.
Prescott looking around, wants to throw deep to the middle. It's caught!
On KRLD, Dallas knocks off Washington 31-23. Backup Bears quarterback Chase Daniel filled in for injured starter Mitchell Trubisky and threw two touchdowns against the Lions in a 23-16 win. Four players ejected in the third quarter of the Egg Bowl between Ole Miss and Mississippi State after a brawl ensued, but the Bulldogs did most of their damage on the scoreboard. Nick Fitzgerald ran for two scores.
Five-man front for Ole Miss. They'll fake the handoff. Here's Fitzgerald around right end. On a green, five. Raced into the front right corner. Touchdown, Nick Fitzgerald.
On the Bulldogs Sports Network, Mississippi State dominated 35-3. Texas stunned number 7 North Carolina behind a career-high 32 points from senior guard Kerwin Roach.
They knocked away by Hayes. That's going to do it. Longhorns win. Texas wins it 92-89, and they are going nuts.
On the Longhorn IMG Network, Texas hangs on 92-89. Jarrell Brantley lit up LSU for 27 points, his 19th game with 20 or more points, but it wasn't enough for Charleston, who fell to the Tigers 67-55. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Kansas Jayhawk football, 10:30 pregame, 11 a.m. kickoff Friday, live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Kansas Jayhawks continue basketball tournament play Friday evening. Pregame coverage begins at 8, live on FM 95.5. Hanover and Osborne square off in the 8-man Division II State Football Championship Saturday at Newton, 11 a.m. kickoff live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says China hasn't taken action to correct the practices that led to American tariffs on Chinese imports. The tariffs currently in place on $250 billion in goods. The trade chief made the announcement at the same time the agency released a 53-page update to its report on its own investigation into China's intellectual trade practices. He said we completed the update as part of the administration's stronger monitoring and enforcement efforts. He said the update shows that China hasn't altered its unfair market-distorting practices, and they were the focus of the report back in March in the Section 301 investigation. Now, the announcement from Lighthizer comes just 10 days before a face-to-face meeting between Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Buenos Aires during the G20 summit. The South China Morning Post website says discussions could either pause the trade dispute between the two largest economies in the world or could potentially lead to further escalation. A dozen Republican lawmakers sent a letter to President Trump asking him to send final legislation language on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement to Congress as soon as possible. They want Congress to be able to vote on it before Democrats take control of the House in 2019. Legislators think the final passages of the trade pact will be much more difficult next year as Democrats have already asked for revisions. Well, so far, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hasn't shown much interest in dealing with the agreement before the end of the year. Should the president pursue congressional approval this year, the senators say they've committed to working with on a consultative matter to draft implementing legislation that will win votes in the majority of the House and Senate. The White House declined to comment on a long-shot attempt by some 12 Republicans to get a trade agreement over the finish line. All three countries plan to sign the pact at the Group of 20 Leaders Summit in Argentina. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. A key ag senator remains pessimistic about the chances for completing a five-year farm bill in the lame duck Congress. Key ag leaders in the House and the Senate voiced new optimism after the elections about passing a farm bill in the lame duck Congress. But now, longtime Senate ag member and Iowa farmer Chuck Grassley says he is not one of them who is optimistic.
I would hope that a five-year farm bill would pass, but I think at this point, with not much success in negotiating with the House, and more apt to get a one-year extension of the farm bill.
And it's not just because of the much-publicized House GOP food stamp work requirements that are not in the Senate bill. Grassley points to House Ag Chair Michael Conaway's payment limit changes more generous to southern producers.
There was more in the 2014 farm bill than there is in Conway's approach to it in the House bill, where there's no limits whatsoever.
Grassley, of course, is a longtime proponent of limiting payments to farm managers and says doing so will have a better chance of making it into a new farm bill once the Democrats assume power in January. But expected incoming House Ag Chair Colin Peterson wants a farm bill done this year, as does GOP Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, which has not changed Grassley's prediction, unfortunately.
It's speculation on my part. All I can tell you is I have not heard anything positive coming out of any talks between the House and Senate. So that's what makes me pessimistic.
Grassley says he hopes he is wrong, but the shortness and meager track record of lame duck sessions, along with President Trump's support of the House Farm Bill, which includes those SNAP recipient work requirements, could prove Grassley right in the long run. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Every challenge is more easily beat with America's number one selling compact tractor brand. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Kubota subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powery enough to handle the wide range of yard and garden chores. Kubota tractors are made to tackle snow, grass, dirt, heavy hauls, and big lifts. Now you can take home our subcompact tractor with zero money down plus 1.99% financing for up to 84 months. Whether you are looking for something small for the garden or a large tractor for the farm, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons have the perfect fit. Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with a 6-year powertrain warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and great customer instant rebates. Big or small, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons has it all. See Schmidt & Sons in Mount Hope or Winfield or find us on the web at schmittinc.com. Demo one today, now through December 31st, 2018 at Schmidt & Sons.
Time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. It is highly contagious, and there is no known cure, and it is spreading. What it is and what's being done after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
It is highly contagious. There's no known cure or vaccine, and it continues to spread. African swine fever has infected hogs in China and now in Eastern Europe. The goal is to keep it out of the United States.
Concern about African swine fever has been elevating.
That's Undersecretary of Agriculture Greg Ibach, who says the USDA is on high alert to keep ASF out of the U.S.
We've upped our surveillance at the border in cooperation with Customs and Border Protection.
That includes the USDA's Beagle Brigade, the specially trained sniffers that can find things in luggage that people should not be bringing into the U.S. Recently, a bag belonging to a man arriving in Atlanta from Ecuador got a Beagle's attention, and inside was a roasted pig's head, which could have been carrying the African swine fever virus.
And so it's those types of screenings that we need to have in place to keep it off of North American soil.
If it did get into commercial hog facilities here, it could cause huge losses. This virus, as far as health officials know, does not affect humans. But when pigs get it, it is nearly 100% fatal.
We're working every day to expand our ability to be able to react quickly if the virus would show up in the U.S.
The USDA chief veterinarian, Dr. Jack Shearer, says if the virus does show up here, the first step...
immediately quarantine the herd, stop movement of all in contact or localized animals. If there were movements from that herd, we would trace those animals out and stop movement of those animals also, so that we could control or stop the spread of the disease as quickly as possible. If it was widespread, we may be looking at a national stop movement for up to 72 hours to find out where the animals that were diseased were moved and how widespread that infection could be, so that we can respond without endangering the rest of the herds in the United States.
And if a facility is infected, there would be
depopulation and culling and planning a process to dispose of the carcass. And then we'd be back at the facility cleaning and disinfecting it so that the virus would be gone.
Dr. Scherer says hog producers have been put on full alert to boost their biosecurity measures and keep a close eye on their herds and report any suspicions that the AFS is here. Let's hope all those precautions work. Back after this.
Producers, look to the Farmers Cooperative for your agronomy solutions. Talk to their agronomist about their all-new 50% off variable rate nitrogen and planting prescriptions for up to 3 fields. Let them help you fight those resistant weeds and take advantage of special savings with their early order seed program. Let the Farmers Cooperative be your partner in the field. See your local agronomy branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Please be careful out there. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, a cloudy overcast, 49 degrees, south winds around 10. My temperatures on tap today will likely even top 60 as we head into a changing weekend weather forecast. Middle 50s topside Saturday, and then only around 40 on Sunday with a winter storm watch possible across our region. We're still tracking the development and exact course of the storm, which is expected to move out of Nebraska into Kansas, clipping the northeast corner of our state and bringing some winter storm possibilities, including blowing and drifting snow. Any snowfall accumulation would likely be treacherous as far as travel conditions go, with near whiteout conditions on gusty northwest winds. They say accumulation anywhere from a couple of inches to as much as 4 to 6 inches through parts of Nebraska into northeast Kansas. The exact timing, again, yet to be determined. Looks to be late Saturday night into Sunday. Travel, though, is discouraged on Sunday at this point. We will continue to keep you advised of changing weather conditions as well as any weather-related postponements or cancellations.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Dedrick Lawson had a double-double with 26 points and 12 rebounds to lead number 2 Kansas to a 77-68 win over Marquette in the second semifinal of the NIT season tip-off Wednesday night. Marquette led by as many as 12 in the first half before taking a 47-38 lead into the break. Then came the Jayhawks' 22-0 run. The Jayhawks got 16 points from LeGerald Vick, while Devon Dotson chipped in with 10 points, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Kansas will face number 5 Tennessee in the final tonight, while Marquette will play Louisville in the consolation game. From round ball to the gridiron, the Jayhawks are in action today on the football field as they face the Texas Longhorns. Kickoff for that matchup in Lawrence is set for 11 o'clock this morning. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star Machinery.
White Star, get the job done.
Kansas State football, they're on the road this weekend heading to Iowa as they'll take on the Iowa State Cyclones. The 5th and the Big 12 Wildcats square off against the Cyclones. Kickoff in that matchup is set for 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. The Wichita State Shockers clawed back from a 15-point first-half deficit but couldn't overcome foul trouble and clutch shooting from South Dakota on Wednesday night as the Shockers fell 73-64 at the Sanford Pentagon. The Shockers will face off with the Rice Owls on Sunday. The Shockers are still first in the American Athletic Conference, and they'll tip off against the Owls at Charles Koch Arena at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Nebraska Cornhuskers coach Scott Frost getting his first crack at Iowa today in a border rivalry that's blossomed into something of an annual referendum on both programs. Cornhuskers and Hawkeyes at Iowa, kickoff at 11 o'clock today. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas Jayhawk football, 10:30 pregame, 11 a.m. kickoff Friday, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Kansas Jayhawks continue basketball tournament play Friday evening. Pregame coverage begins at 8, live on FM 95.5. Hanover and Osborne square off in the 8-man Division II State Football Championship Saturday at Newton, 11 a.m. kickoff, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Will you try and compensate today for overindulging yesterday? That may be a mistake. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 23rd, the 327th day of the year. Old West outlaw Billy the Kid was born in 1859, and the first jukebox went into operation in a San Francisco saloon on this day in 1889. Dietitians say this is one of the biggest mistakes dieters make the day after Thanksgiving, eating little or nothing as penance for a day of overindulging. Having a sensible breakfast may be the best way to get back on track. It jumpstarts your metabolism, reestablishes an eating routine, and helps prevent excessive hunger that often leads to more overindulging. The experts advise regular meal times, watching portion sizes of leftovers, and getting off the sofa. Plus, an invigorating walk or a game of touch football can work wonders. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Shop Small Business Saturday with Identities in Marysville. Get 30% off store-wide on Saturday, featuring new designs for area high schools. Buy $100 in merchandise, get a $10 gift card. And if you're in the mood to shop from the couch, go to IDNTITEEZ.com to shop online. Customize your life with Identities. Craving the latest smartphone but not sure if you have an upgrade available? Call your Marysville U.S. Cellular store for a free account review. They are offering $250 off upgrades during their Black Friday and Small Business Saturday sale, now running through the 26th. Looking for stocking stuffers? Check out the selection of pop sockets at U.S. Cellular in downtown Marysville.
KNDY.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-207-8558. 800-207-8558.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
From the 60s to the 90s, we cover all the legendary classics on AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY.
Push her broom. Sweet Eileen's never lean. She forgot I hung the moon. And Allison's in Galveston somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking.